I have sailed. I have moved about this world of ours, and ever in search of the finest of its kind, we bring you the tops in Spine Chillers. The creaking door. The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Silver King cigarettes take pleasure in presenting The Creaking Door. Good evening, friends of the Creaking Door. The creaking door is open. So do come in. Feeling the cold a little? Don't worry. It's always warm here. We keep the fires going all the time. And you'd never guess what we use instead of coal.
And world cars. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders, and the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
And with his wife was on a motoring holiday in South Wales.
Look at that slag heap. Ugly, isn't it?
What man has done to it is ugly. It must have been beautiful a couple of hundred years ago.
Looks as if that mine shut down altogether. That's funny. Mind if I have a look at this place?
The deserted coal mine? Why, it's too much.
It won't take us long. If it did run out, it would be rather interesting, wouldn't it?
Well, to you, I suppose.
Come along. You don't have to be intelligent, but you have to be interested. Many of the early coal mines in Wales were open cast workings. Those that weren't, such as this one, never went down particularly deep. There was a hand ladder down the side of the pit shaft. Anne wasn't too keen, so she stayed on the surface while I descended the ladder. There were three levels, and I reached the deepest one quite easily.
There must be easier ways. Now the torch.
Ears. The voices were hollow and rasping, and had the strange sound of death about them. I admit I didn't stop to find out. I scrambled back up that ladder in double quick time. Anne was waiting impatiently for me on the surface. Well, let's get out of here.
What's the matter? You look as if you've seen a ghost.
I didn't see anything, but I heard enough. Come on, let's get back to the car. I need a drink.
That would have been the old fellow's mine, I suppose. Didn't close down these last couple of years.
Why did they close it down?
Because the men refused to work there, that's why. After they brought up those bodies.
What bodies?
Oh, well, there was a cave in, you know. I was only a lad at the time, but I remember it well. Three men were trapped. Took them 2 days to dig them out. When they did, two of them were dead. Horribly dead. And the third, well, he's been more or less out of his mind ever since.
The strain of being trapped, you mean?
Well, that plus the fact that they were breathing bad air, I suppose, could damage the brain.
Wasn't that at all? Oh, you as the third man. He's sitting over there. What? Why don't you have a word with him?
Like a drink, Mr. Lutz.
Oh, they calls me you. I'll have a pint of beer just now, thanks. Busy at the moment.
Oh, this is my wife, Anne. Hugh would like to have a word with you, if you don't mind.
Oh, I don't mind. What about? What do you want to talk about?
It doesn't sound mad.
My friends don't mind either. But I don't suppose you can see them. Your friends sitting here next to me. They won't bother you, though. It's me they're interested in. Making sure I don't talk too much.
Talk about what?
Oh, it doesn't matter. So what do you want to talk about, then?
The mine, the Llewellyn mine.
Oh, the mine.
The barman says that you were the only survivor of a disaster there, a cave-in.
That's right. Only I didn't survive, really. Not really.
I'm a geologist. I'm very interested in that old mine. Looks to me as if there's still plenty of coal down there.
Oh, plenty. Tons and tons and tons of it. Plenty, boy.
So why does no one work it anymore?
Can't get nobody to go down there. Not after the sacrifices. I was lucky. I might have been sacrificed, too.
I don't understand.
Sacrifice?
Well, who would have sacrificed you?
The druids. The druids down there in the mine. They would have done it.
I looked at the old man. He was smiling at me, with a look on his face that was far from mad. But he didn't expect me to believe what he said. I considered the possibility that he was having a joke at the stranger's expense. I'd heard of the Druids, of course. The ancient Celtic people had inhabited that part of the world before the Romans landed in 66 B.C. An ancient cult, their secrets lost in antiquity. But I did remember that they were known to have had temples where they carried out human sacrifices, like Stonehenge, for instance. I prodded you with a promised drink, and he started on his story.
There was me, Owen Williams, and Reese Davis. Just the three of us. So for a long time before that, we'd been bothered with strange things happening in that mine. Everyone was on edge, like...
Well, what sort of thing?
Well, there was the time the pit train ran itself.
Pit train? Did it have trains down there?
Oh, used to have. Strings of trucks filled with the coal and pulled by ponies in those days. Never saw the light of day, some of them ponies. Born down there. Died down there. This one, you know. Oh, so long ago now, it seems like another life. We was walking along number 3 level. Singing a bit. When we heard the train coming. I saw him standing there, naked as the day, painted all over, screaming and laughing. I saw him. Oh, boys, it's best to see nothing about this. Oh, Robert, nobody will believe us. Come on, boys, let's go.
That was only one of the things.
But what did you see?
On the front truck, which was traveling along like a bat out of darkness, a man stood.
A man? A ghost?
I don't want to see. And he was lashing with a long branch, like a whip, as if he were driving some sort of a chariot. Only there were no horses. Just those little pit ponies. Traveling as if the devil himself were behind them. Their eyes white with terror. And it was quite impossible that little things like that could pull that number of trucks at that speed. But they did. They did. They galloped. Trying to get away from the thing to which they were harnessed. That first truck with that mad savage standing on it. And he was laughing. Laughing and screaming and whipping at the ponies. And he wasn't really there at all. I knew that. But who would believe us? We decided to say nothing about it. Pity, because if we had, well, maybe Owen and Reese would be alive today.
They were the ones who were trapped with you?
That's right. Oh, it wasn't just that train. Other things happened. The cage dropped 2 levels. Lucky there was no one inside it. And then came that day. Owen, Reese and me, pals we were, good pals. Used to sing in the choir together. Oh, fine, tenor-old Owen. Hope he gets a chance to sing wherever he's gone. But he didn't sing that day. He screamed. Yeah, screamed in terror. We were working in number 5 working, a new face. Hadn't been worked long, just the 3 of us. Owen and me working with the picks, and then he's shoveling into the trucks. Then a slap on the rump of the lead pony, and off they would drop the duck load, while us three had a breather till they came back again.
Take a breather, boy. We're not working on bonus.
I just can't see anything. The lights are gone out.
Oh, the key, they would have done that. Oh, don't worry. In over here. It won't take them long. They'll get it out. Can you hear anything? What's that? Sounds like singing.
And they thought of singing. Who'd be singing down here? Singing like that?
Something to do with that chap driving the pony. I'll tell you what it is making that noise. It's good. That's what it is.
Moves in World Cup. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5s today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
Being sung a lullaby by a choir of druid priests. That's poetic justice, isn't it? But what was all this business about human sacrifices? And it was ghost singing. It was coming towards us and singing. After the first shock, we just looked at each other. I'd managed to get my helmet lock working, so had the other two. And there were these three beams of light in the pitch darkness. And the singing. And the singing. Looking at each other. They stopped. Whoever it was, they stopped.
Must have been a trickle vehicle down here. Must have been a rescue party trying to reach us.
And why have they stopped? How's the leg?
Broken, I think. Terrible pain if I try to move it.
Don't move it. Hey, what's wrong? Stab me? Somebody stab me. What? In the arm. Look, blood.
blood.
Happened again. Oh, for heaven's sake, they're trying to kill me. They're stabbing me with knives. Leave me alone. What are you trying to do to me? Leave me alone. They're cutting me up. Look at the blood all over the place. Somebody's cutting me to pieces.
It was them druid priests, you see. Ghost blood. They'd got fed up with us interfering or trespassing on their holy place. They were making a sacrifice out of old Owen, cutting him with their holy knives.
Oh, terrible. Horrible.
And he took a long time to die.
He's gone, Hugh. He's gone. What can have done it? Look at the cut, the stab.
And no rat.
Couldn't have been rats anyway. Look at the wound. And you saw him, really. He just appeared before your eyes.
As if he were being stabbed with an invisible knife.
We've got to get out of here. We've got to, Hugh.
Now, boy, how are we going to get out? We're trapped down here. There's nothing we can do until the rescue party finds us.
They'll never find us. Not alive. We'll be dead by the time I get here. We'll all be dead, like poor old Owen was killed. Well, why don't we finish this off now? What are you waiting for, wherever you are? What are you waiting for? Finish it off now and get it done with.
Please, shut up, boy. Shut your mouth, please. Shut up, boy. Now, just pull yourself together, boy. That's not going to help at all. Not at all, now.
But what did it? Are we going mad?
I don't know what did it, boy. I don't know. But I do know poor old Owen died hard. Very hard.
Do you believe in ghosts, Hugh?
I never have, but I've been thinking. What else can it be?
That singing. I never heard singing like that before.
I think I know what it is, boy. Remember, there's been talk on and off for years about this mine. Old Llewellyn had trouble originally when he tried to sink the first shaft. Supposed to be the site of an old druid temple. Those were the voices we heard. Ghosts of long dead druid priests.
You mean where we are now must have been a holy place?
I can't think of nothing else.
But what about Owen? How did he die? Those knife wounds, where did they come from?
I think I know the answer to that too. The druids used to make human sacrifices.
You don't mean that Owen was...
Yes, I do, boy. Remember the time it started? Just after midnight. It's impossible, I know, but how else do you explain it? They cut him and stabbed him until he died. They made a sacrifice of him. This is unbelievable.
Oh, I wouldn't believe it myself if it wasn't for my two friends here. Yeah?
The friends nobody can see but me.
Oh, yes.
Oh, you don't believe me, I know. I don't blame you. Sometimes I don't believe it myself. But there you are, all right. They're smiling and nodding now. They never leave me. Waiting for me for their third sacrifice, you see.
Well, go on with your story.
Oh, all right then. I had a feeling somehow that we were safe until midnight the next night. Something told me that this was the time when they carry out their next human sacrifice. And then the next midnight, the third one. Our only chance, Reese and me, was to be rescued before midnight came. My leg was bothering me bad by then, and I couldn't help much, but we tried to dig. And we listened to sounds of a rescue party on the other side.
Oh, I'm weak for you. I can't dig no more.
Take a breather. We're not getting no bonus.
I'm tired of you.
We've been trapped here over 20 hours. Get it on for 9 o'clock.
What was the shout?
The rescue boys. Oh, they're working on it. Oh, hand me that shovel. I'll see what I can
do. No. I'll dig. Fresh half it's given me. I'll dig.
Oh, they'll be digging too. Won't take long now, boy.
Oh, it won't take long. But what worries me is, will it take till past midnight?
And it did take till past midnight. And I remember that midnight as long as I live. If you can call this sort of existence living. We could hear them working on the other side quite clearly by then. Rescue was very close, there was no doubt about it. But not close enough to save poor me. Came midnight, and the chanting started again. Every time they stuck a knife into him. He was a long time dying, too.
In time, is that the story? They got you before another 24 hours had elapsed?
No, as a matter of fact, they didn't. It was another day and a half before they got me out.
But how? Why?
Why didn't they kill me too? Well, by the time they got me out, I was hearing things. I must have been. Although I don't know. They told me it was my leg that saved me. My leg was broken, you see, and a human sacrifice had to be perfect. Had to be a perfect body to offer up. So I wouldn't do, you see. That's what the voices told me.
Well, it's a bloodthirsty story, all right.
Oh, do you think it's a story, do you? I don't blame you. I wouldn't believe it myself if somebody told me.
Well, anyway, you were lucky to escape the cave, weren't you?
I didn't escape. They're waiting for me, you see. That's why these two are always with me. I have to be sacrificed because I desecrated the holy place. And these two are just waiting.
You mean that
at first, you see, they just waited till my leg got better. Then I got the dose of the flu. They're waiting until I'm all right. And then they'll kill me too. Won't you? Yes. They're not in their heads.
Some, you know, I got quite used to them after all these years.
I expect they'll be smiling when they put the knives in. That's why people think I'm mad, you see.
Well, we must be getting along.
Oh, well, of course. Thank you very much for the beer.
Oh, thanks for telling me the story.
I know you don't believe it. But it's true.
Well, it looks peaceful enough, the mine. It wasn't true, was it? It couldn't have been true.
No, it couldn't, but there's one thing worries me.
What's that?
Well, it could have just been an old man's story to get drinks out of strangers, but if that's all there is to it, what was that chanting that I heard when I went down the mine?
I can hear it, too.
Well, well, well. Stabbed to death as human sacrifices. Impossible. Though I must say that neither Owen nor Reese looked very pretty down here behind the creaking door.
In world class. Get the taste of new smooth State Express 3-5 today. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. It's a blend that has been perfected after years of constant research by our master blenders. And the recent development of an entirely new process which gives you an even smoother 3-5 smoke. We promise you, it's the smoothest cigarette you can get. Move in world class. Get the taste of new, smooth State Express 3-5 today.
This is your host back again. Just a reminder of our rendezvous next week. Where are we going? Through the creaking door, of course.
The manufacturers of State Express 3-5 Filter King cigarettes invite you to listen next Saturday at 9 o'clock when they will again present
The Creaking Door.